Menachos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalad 1-4, and the Mishnah picks up exactly where we left off in the previous Mishnah, explaining now the other side of the coin, what it means to be lo karav hamater kimitzvaso, meaning what does it mean that even though the Kohen had the thought of chutz lezmano during one of those four essential avodas, still the mincha doesn't become pigul, to meaning that if one eats it, he's not chayav karas, because there's an admixture of something else that went wrong in the offering of the korban. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad lo karav hamater kimitzvaso. So what are examples? How would it be that a person doesn't offer it otherwise okay besides for chutz lezmano, and therefore it's just pasul, but not pigul? Says the Mishnah, Kamatz chutz lemakomo. He does the kemitza with the thought of the consumption happening in the wrong place, either the mizbeach consuming it, or meaning consuming the kometz or the levona, or the kohen consuming it, meaning the shiraim, and it's to happen outside of the azara. If he thinks that, so now he makes a puzzle, and that's not chutzla zmano thought, so now even if he thinks chutzla zmano in addition, which the Mishnah will say right presently, still, it wasn't just chutzla zmano, and therefore it's an example of not being pigle. If after that, the nasan bakli, then he does the second of the essential avodah of putting that kometz into the klisharis, the hilech, and then and or brings it to mizbeach, the hiktir, and or offers it on mizbeach chutzla zmano, and during one of those three, or all the three stages, he thinks chutzla zmano thought that he's going to be consuming it, let's say, an improper time, meaning tomorrow. So then there'll be an example. Similarly, Osha kamatz chutzla zmano, his first thought in the first of the four steps is that he's going to be consuming it in the improper time, when he does the kemitza. And then v'nasim b'kli, v'hilech, v'hikter, he does the next three stages, putting it into the kli, bringing it to mizbeach, and or offering it chutzla makoma with the other invalidating thought of the improper place. Again, since you have admixture of psulim, it will be only pasul and not pickle. Oh, third possibility, shekamatz, v'nasam b'kli, v'hilech, v'hiktir, chutzla makomo. He did any of those other stages, or all of them, except for one, let's say, thinking chutzla makomo, in addition to chutzla zmano thinking. In all those cases, it will be only pasul, not pigul. And when it comes to the minchas chote, or minchas kanaos, since those two you recall from the first Mishnah of the Perek, those become pasul if you have lo lishman thinking, if you the Kohen does any of the four essential avodas thinking he's doing the wrong type of mincha, or for that matter, for the wrong bialim, the wrong owner. So for those two, shekamtsan shlo lishman, if he does the kamitza and he's thinking the wrong type of korban or the wrong owner, v'nasam b'kli v'hilech v'hiktir, he does the other three stages of putting the kli, bringing it to the mizbeach, and burning it, chutz lezmanan, with the chutz lezmano thinking, but since he has both lo lishma and chutz lezmano, it's not going to be kemitzvaso and only be pasul, not pigul. Osher kamatz chutz lezmanan, if his first thought during kemitza is chutz lezmano, making it potentially pigul, but then v'nasam b'kli v'hilech v'hiktir shlo lishman, he does the putting in the kli and or bringing it to the mizbeach and or burning it on the mizbeach shlo lishman, having the wrong korban in mind, so now he has a second psul, therefore won't be pigul anymore. Oh, alternatively, shekamatz v'nasam b'kli v'hilech v'hiktir shlo lishman, in addition to having some chutzla zmano thought, he also, in any of the four, all the four stages, he thinks that he's also doing it for the wrong type of korban, or the wrong bialim for that matter, specifically with regard to, again, the minchas chota and minchas kanaos. Zehu shlo karav hamater kimitzvaso. Those are examples where he didn't bring the matir, the permitting element, meaning the kometz kimitzvaso, as it should be brought, meaning with no other psulim besides for chutzla zmano thinking, and therefore it's just pasul, not pigul, and therefore if one eats such a pasul korban, he's not chayav karas. Now, what if lechol kazayis b'chut v'kazayis l'machar? What if he has two thoughts, one about the eating of the kazayis today, and a second about eating it tomorrow? So he has, I said that badly. Lechol kazayis b'chutz, he has one of eating in the wrong place, chutz l'makomo, and then v'kazayis l'machar, but a second kazayis in the wrong time. So he has two separate thinkings, both are psulim, but again, you're going to be reaching the net event of it being possible, not pigul, because he had a wrong thought. Or kazayis l'machar v'kazayis b'chutz, even that the order happens the other way around. I mean, his first thought is chutz l'zmano, and then the second thought is chutz l'makomo for a different kazayis. Or even kachat zayis b'chutz v'kachat zayis l'machar, he thinks to have one zayis in the wrong place, one zayis in the wrong time, or another way around in terms of order, kachat zayis l'machar v'kachat zayis b'chutz. The first half he thinks about in the wrong time, and then the second half the wrong place. In all those cases, pasal v'en bo karas, that invalidates because he had at least one kazayas being consumed in the wrong way. But since it's not a pure chutz mana thought, it's not going to be pigle. Therefore, if one eats it, it's not a chiyav karas. On this point, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, like he did back in Zvachim, and he has a shita of what's called tafus lashon rishon. You grab onto, or the first expression grabs onto the reality. So therefore, what defines it is his first thought. So if his first thought is going to be chutzlas mano, now it's pigle. If his first thought is chutzlas makomo, then it's puzzle. The second thought doesn't matter anymore, says Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what he says inside. He says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, zeh klal, the principle is, im machshevas hazman kadul machshevas hamakom, if the first thing he thinks is the wrong time, chutzlas mano, and the second thought is about the wrong place, so then the second thought doesn't matter, and therefore pigel v'chayav lo karas, it will carry karas penalty because it's kind of chutz, it's chutzla zmano. V'machshevas hamakom kadol machshevas hazman. If, however, his first thought has to do with chutzla makomo, and then the second thought is chutzla zman, so then it's going to be pasul v'em b'karas because what matters is the first thought, not the second thought. And just be clear. Conceptually, Rabbi Yehuda agrees in this notion of yet be. He just holds separately that the first thought is what matters. So just enough kamina, for example. If he has one thought at the same time that involves both chutzlas mano and chutzlas makomo, for example, the Kohen thinks, when he does the kamitza, he thinks, I'm going to eat a kazayas of this mincha in the wrong place and the wrong time. I'll eat it next Tuesday in my backyard in Beit Shemesh. So that is two thoughts at the same time. There wasn't one thought that preceded the other, but since it's an admixture of two separate psulim, Rabbi Yehuda would agree. In that case, it's going to be pasul and not pigle. Okay. Now, v'im machshevas hamakom. Sorry. V'cham omrim, the chacham hold like the Tanakama. Ze veze pasul. It doesn't matter which thought you have first. They disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They don't hold by tafas lashon rishon. V'ein bo karas. It will be pasul and not karas because if you have two thoughts, regardless of the order, it's just pasul. Okay, and that's the halacha. And even though there's no chiddush in the chacham relevant vis-a-vis what the Tanakhama said, the Mishnah is telling you the halacha is like the chacham, and they're the majority. Now, the last thought of the Mishnah is a different point. Again, like we have, it's a different Mishnah in the Gemara, and in fact, it's the same kind of thing you have back in Zvachim. If he thinks in any of the four stages of the avoda of the mincha, Lechol kachatzi zayis, ula haktir kachatzi zayis. He's going to eat half a zayis of the shirayim in the, let's say, wrong time. And he also thinks he's going to be maktir. He's going to, in a sense, burn half a zayis on the mizbeach in the wrong time. So even though he had those thoughts, and it's all wrong time thoughts, even though it's two half kazesim, still kasher, the korban is kasher. Why? She'ein achila v'haktara mitztarfin. An invalid thought regarding the consumption by the Kohen and the consumption by the Mizbeach, the burning, the haktara, they don't combine to get the requisite one kazayas shear. So it has to be a full kazayas, either in the wrong, consumed by the Kohen in the wrong place or time, or a whole kazayas by the Mizbeach in the wrong place or time to become puzzle. Two half kazayas, and one for eating and one for haktara, do not combine.